Hi everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Marie, and we're glad you joined us today.
And my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Every Saturday, we like to review all the things we learned from the week.
Right. So what happened this week? We had fun in the snow. It is always so beautiful outside when it snows.
That's right. Do you like to go sledding?
Oh, Peter, I love to go sledding. It is a lot of fun.
That's right. And don't forget, we had our mystery this week, too. And we looked at the night sky. It is so beautiful. I hope our friends saw a shooting star.
Oh, that would be great if they did. All right, let's watch our lessons together. And later, we'll come back and ask you some questions. So, pay attention.
Hello, Ben. Today is a great day.
No, it's not, Taylor. It's snowing.
I know. I love snow.
I don't. Snow is cold and wet, and you can't drive in it.
Sure you can. You just drive carefully.
You can't walk in it either.
Yes, you can. I often walk in the snow. It's fun!
Why is everyone so happy and excited today? It's snowing!
We all like cold weather, and snow is beautiful.
I guess so, but I like warm weather.
So do I. But winter is so much fun.
In winter, I love my warm apartment.
Do you enjoy a warm cup of hot chocolate?
Yes! I like that any time of year.
It's still snowing, Taylor.
I know. It's great. I can play in the snow this weekend.
Me too. I can make a snowman in the park.
Can I help you?
Sure. And let's ice skate sometime too.
Yes. Winter is here. There's lots to do.
It stopped snowing. But the air is freezing now.
The park is so beautiful. Everything is covered with snow.
That's true. I can take some cool pictures. I brought my camera.
Good idea. You can take some great pictures of the snow on the trees.
And I will send them to my friends in Taipei. We don't have snow there.
Hi, Alex. Are you taking pictures?
Hi, Taylor. Yes, I'm taking pictures. What is that?
It's a sled. I'm walking up the hill. I'm going sledding. Do you want to come?
What do you do?
You sit on the sled and slide down the hill.
That sounds like fun.
It is. Sometimes you can go really fast.
Ooh.
What's wrong, Taylor? You look sad.
I am sad. I want to make a snowman.
Why can't you make one? There's snow outside.
The snow isn't wet enough. The snow is like powder.
Oh, so the snow is really dry and fluffy. Maybe you can make a snowman another time.
Yeah, Maybe it will snow again tomorrow.
My boss is angry. He walks through the office.
Where are painters?
He shouts. Some painters are painting the police station today.
There is a handprint on my wall. Who made it?
He asks. I walk to my boss's office.
Let me look at the handprint. Maybe I can help,
I say. I look at the handprint. It is a handprint of a right hand. It is high up on the wall. Then I see two painters. They are painting. One is very tall. The other is very short. The handprint can't belong to the short painter. Maybe the tall painter made the handprint. But something is wrong. The tall painter paints with his right hand. He puts his left hand on the wall. The short painter uses his left hand. I see him put his right hand on the wall. I look around the room. I see cans of paint and a ladder.
Hey, boss,
I say.
I know which painter made the handprint.
Are you ready for the program, Ben?
Yes. I'm almost finished with today's weather report.
Is the weather going to be good?
It will be very cold tonight. And the weather is clear.
Then we'll be able to see a lot of stars.
Yes. Do you like looking at stars?
I do. So does Alex. He knows a lot about stars.
Hey, Rob. What are you doing tonight?
Alex and I are going outside to look at the stars. There will be no moon, so the stars will be really bright.
You will get cold.
No. We'll wear warm coats and hats.
That's good. How long will you look at the stars?
For an hour or two. We hope to see some shooting stars.
Hi, Rob. Did you see any shooting stars last night?
Hey, Susie. Yes, we did. We watched them flash across the sky.
Cool. I love seeing shooting stars.
The sky was beautiful last night.
It was. There weren't any clouds. So you saw a lot of stars?
Yeah, we even saw the Big Dipper.
Wow! I like looking at the night sky.
That's a really cool picture, Taylor. What is it?
It's the night sky in northern Canada.
Why is the sky pink and green?
Those are the northern lights.
Oh, I've heard about them. Can we see them here?
No, we are too far south. You have to go to the far north to see them.
I hope I can see them one day. They look really cool.
Look at this picture of the northern lights in the paper. They were really bright last night.
Here?
No, some people in Alaska took these pictures. You can see purple, green, and pink lights in the sky.
They look really bright.
They do. Sometimes the northern lights are very bright, but sometimes they're not. You have to be in a very dark place to see them.
Ben, have you ever seen the northern lights?
No, I haven't been to a place where you can see them, but I've seen lots of pictures of them. I think they are really cool.
Me too. The waves of colored light are so beautiful.
And they can be so many different colors, too.
There are lots of amazing things in the night sky.
There are. That's why I like to look at it.
Okay, everyone. In this part of the show, we will ask you some questions. This can help you remember things from the show.
That's right. This is a great way to review, and we'll also help you answer them, but you should try to answer these questions at home. Okay, Marie, what's the first question?
Some of our friends want to build a snowman, but why can't they build one?
Building snowmen, that's so fun. You put a carrot on the nose, you roll up big balls of snow. Oh, is it because there isn't any snow?
Well, there is plenty of snow. That's why they are at the park.
Oh, good idea. Every time it snows, I love going to the park. It's so beautiful. Okay, I think I know the answer. There is snow, but the snow is too dry.
That's right. If the snow is too dry, it's like powder. It doesn't stick together.
Okay, what's my next question?
All right, our friends are looking at pictures of the Northern Lights.
Okay, yeah, the Northern Lights. They are very beautiful. You can see them at night.
Yes, you can. All right. What colors are the Northern Lights in one of the pictures our friends have?
Oh, I remember. They are pink and green.
That's right, Peter. Do you have a question for me?
Sure. Okay. Where can you see the Northern Lights?
Where can you see the Northern Lights? In Northern Canada?
That's right. Okay, here's another question. It's clear outside, right? Well, what do our friends see?
Our friends can see the stars.
That's right, because there is no moon out tonight. It is very dark, and they even see a shooting star.
A shooting star? Wow! All right, friends, it's time for us to take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back from the break. Did you enjoy this month's mystery, everyone? Someone left a handprint on the wall in the boss's office.
Who do you think it was?
I think it was one of the painters. I think it was the tall painter.
You always think it's the tall person. Anyway, the boss was really angry. Mr. E helped his boss find out who did it. Well, friends, let's keep continuing and watch our features one more time. Here we go.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I'm just looking at this book. It's all about nature. Nature is really great. There's so many beautiful things in nature. I like to see them all. Nature's beauty is everywhere. Some people think mountains are beautiful. They like tall mountains covered with trees and snow. Other people love the ocean. They like to watch the waves crash onto the beach. And don't forget lakes. It's fun to ride in a boat or go fishing on a lake. Animals are also a wonderful part of nature. There are so many different kinds. There are little birds and big elephants and whales. Each animal is special and different. It has an important place in nature. Forests and jungles are filled with all kinds of animals and plants. People walk through them and enjoy being in nature. They can see tall trees and beautiful flowers. They can feel the wind and smell the fresh air. they can hear animal or insect sounds. Even deserts can be beautiful. Sometimes large rocks and hills of sand catch people's attention. Nature is amazing.
I'm going out into nature right now. I'm going to take a hike. I want to smell the fresh air and feel the sun on my face. I hope I can see some animals too. I hope you can go out and enjoy nature too. There's nothing like it. See you next time.
You are specially made and designed with love. And there's no one like you. You're one of a kind. You mean so much to everyone, much more than you would know. And you can bring the light of love wherever you may go. Do you know that you're beautiful, one of a kind? That you're beautiful, brilliantly designed. Do you know that you're beautiful, wonderfully made? Do you know that you're beautiful, you are no mistake? Don't believe the lies you told, that you're not worth the time. Know that you're worth more than gold, and you were meant to shine, so shine.
Everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about stars, and here to answer our question is my special guest, Stella Orion.
Hello, Rob. Nice to meet you.
Welcome to the show, Stella.
Thank you.
Now, Stella, you know a lot about stars.
That's right. I spend a lot of time studying the sky.
Great. Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Our question today comes from Sharon Lim of Hong Kong. Sharon asks, I love looking at the night sky. Sometimes I like to find patterns in the stars. What is the English word for a pattern of stars?
Great question, Sharon. I love looking at the night sky, too. When stars form a pattern in the sky, it's called a constellation.
Constellation.
Yes, constellation.
Are there any well-known constellations?
One well-known constellation is the Big Dipper.
The Big Dipper. I know that one. It looks like a spoon.
Right. The star at the end of the spoon's handle is the North Star.
Oh, yes. The North Star is one of the brightest stars in the sky.
That's right. And the North Star is right above the North Pole. Before there was GPS, people would use the North Star to find the way to places.
That's so interesting. Thanks for sharing this information with us. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Wow, honey. What happened here? This room was really messy when I left.
Hi, Anna. I cleaned the house. I cleaned the whole room.
Aw, thank you, dear. Well, now it's time for dinner. Did you cook dinner too?
No, well, you kind of need to. You have to. I have to. We need to use the kitchen to. Whoa! I need Super Sentence Man.
Yes! I am Super Sentence Man, and you need a sentence plan. The super sentence is, ooh, you have to be somewhere to do something. You have to be in the kitchen to cook dinner.
Yes, you have to be in the kitchen to cook dinner.
Okay, well, I'll go to the kitchen to cook some.
Wait. You don't have to go now.
Why, Brian? What's wrong with the kitchen?
Don't go in there now. You need to,
You need to practice using this super sentence in another way.
Yes, right. Anna, do you have a super sentence?
Okay. You have to be in the mountains to see the stars.
You have to be in the mountains to see the stars. Great! What about you, Brian? Do you have another one for me?
You have to be by the lake to go fishing.
Yes, you have to be by the lake to go fishing. Super! That is how you use a super sentence. Remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
So what's wrong with the kitchen?
Nothing, dear. Let's go out for pizza tonight.
Ryan! You cleaned the living room and put all the trash in the kitchen?
Yeah. So how about pizza for dinner?
Thanks for joining us for our Saturday review show today. Reviewing what you have learned is important. Doesn't it help to hear those conversations again?
Yes, it does help. Learning a new language is difficult. We understand. We both think that you are doing a great job. Keep it up.
That's right. Friends, which one was your favorite lesson? You can talk to a friend about the lesson you like the best and practice.
Well, I liked today's mystery.
Oh, that was a great mystery, wasn't it, Peter?
It was. We learned that it was not the tall painter, but the short painter that left the handprint.
Hey, Peter, are you making fun of me?
I'm just saying you're not as tall as some teachers on this show. Well, friends, this is all the time we have. We'll see you again on Monday, right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.